This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. We're devoting today's show to the basics of investing. Earlier this hour, a couple of experts advised us the most sensible way to invest is to pick an index fund, a collection of stocks or bonds that mirror a particular market index or reflect a certain sector, like technology. But there's also another way to invest, actively picking your own stocks and bonds for your portfolio, or hiring a money manager to select stocks for you. Some folks really like this approach, so we asked Shayna Steiner to explain active investing. She's the investing editor of Bankrate.com. Welcome, Shayna.
Hi.
So what do you absolutely have to know before you start active investing?
Well, you should know that it's going to cost a little bit more, and you should know why you're paying more. Sometimes it's worth it. A lot of the time, it might not be.
One thing we heard earlier in the show is that a booming market makes everyone look like the world's best investor. And I wonder how you go about picking someone to manage your money, or maybe a fund that is managed, when everyone's sort of showing good results.
That is the trick. What you can do is go back and see how the fund has done in varying economic situations. You know, what happened in 2008? Did the fund lose as much as the broad market? Did it lose more? Did it lose less? And that'll give you some indication on, you know, how it'll do in different situations.
And what if you want to do this picking yourself? I mean, where do you start as an individual investor, maybe picking individual stocks?
Well, you could start by looking at companies that you know of already. Look into mutual funds. Look at what like a large cap mutual fund might hold. They'll hold really big companies, and you can look in their top 10 holdings and start investigating what companies you see most often.
What sort of trouble do individual investors wind up in?
They wind up timing the market really poorly. They buy high and sell low, chasing performance, and maybe overweighting one particular investment rather than diversifying.
So don't throw everything into Apple stock just because you like your iPhone.
It's really risky to bet the farm on one stock, and buying a bunch, whether it's through a mutual fund or buying a bunch of individual stocks, is much less risky.
When you're at a dinner party with your friends and or people that you have never met before and you tell them what you do, what are the questions about investing that they ask you?
They ask me what they should put their money into. I've spoken to so many investment professionals that now my answer is automatically, it depends on what your risk tolerance is and all of that. If you have a high risk tolerance, you're willing to see your account balance take a pretty precipitous drop. If you don't want to take any risk at all, you don't want to see your account balance move much.
And I actually went online this week and took a risk tolerance test and found out I have average risk tolerance. But are those tests, I mean, should they actually guide how I invest?
Somewhat. I've heard it referred to as kind of a sleep at night meter. If you're the type of person who's going to stay awake and fret over your 401k balance, regardless of how much time you have, then it should somewhat guide you. Mm-hmm. But other things are also important considerations. For instance, how much money you want to have at retirement or how much money you need to have at retirement.
So what is the very worst investment story that you have ever heard, Shayna?
That would probably be my own investment story. Yeah. When I first started working, I put all of my 401k money into an aggressive growth fund. Mm-hmm. And also one technology stock. This was in the tech boom. And then it all crashed and I sold and cashed out my 401k.
Wow.
I ended up leaving that job and I did exactly what they say not to do. Cashed out my 401k, paid off some bills, started over with nothing.
Why?
I needed the money. The same reason everyone does it. You think, well, maybe I'll have more money later in my life. So I learned my lesson early.
Do you look back on it as a choice that you would do it differently, or do you feel like it was a choice you had to make?
I would absolutely do it differently. Definitely. Knowing what I know now, if you just leave money alone and you save a few thousand dollars in your 20s, by the time you retire at 60, you're going to have so much more money than somebody who starts at 35.
Shayna Steiner is the investing editor of Bankrate.com. Thanks so much, Shayna.
Thank you, Adrienne.